This is Dr. Pattadia dictating the consult on Florence Webster, last name W, E for Europe, B for Boy, S for Sam, T for Tom, E for Europe, R. Florence F for Frank, L for Larry, O, R, E for Europe, N for Nancy, C for Charlie, E for Europe is the first name. Today's date is July 18, 2024, period. New paragraph. She's a 77-year-old female patient who is here for cardiac evaluation in relation to hypertension, coma, hypercholesterolemia, and possible coronary artery disease, period. New paragraph. She gives history of shortness of breath on walking 1 to 2 blocks or even less, and she thinks sometimes she has to stop because of the back problem and the knee problem, period. She has a long-standing rheumatoid arthritis which is present for 25 years, period. Her shortness of breath is gradually increasing because she's forced to decrease her activity because of increasing activity of the rheumatoid arthritis and back problem, period. No history of chest pain, coma, chest tightness, coma, chest discomfort, or chest heaviness, period. History of dizziness, generally with the change of position, for example, getting up from sitting or supine position, period. No history of syncope, period. No history of any edema of feet or a bleeding tendency, period. She has a chronic cough problem for last 1 month. She thinks it's because of the sinus problem, and because of this, she's on Benadryl, B for Boy, E for Europe, N for Nancy, A for Apple, D for David, R, Y, and Guafenazin. G, U, A for Apple, F for Frank, E for Europe, N for Nancy, A for Apple, S for Sam, I for India, N for Nancy, period. No history of bleeding tendency or GI problem. G capital period, I for India, capital period, problem, period. New paragraph. Past history, history of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, and she is on treatment, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. History of rheumatoid arthritis for 25 years, period. History of peptic ulcer for 1.5 years, and she's on treatment, period. The peptic ulcer problem was thought to be due to aspirin, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period, she does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died due to myocardial infarction at the age of 47 years, period. He also had a hypertension, period. Personal history, she's retired, period. She's 5'2" tall, and her weight is 138 pounds, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both pedal pulses, which are 2x4, period, no carotid, Bruy, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure initially is 140 over 80 millimeters of mercury in right arm period. A few minutes later in both arm it is 130 over 80 millimeters of mercury period. And in another few minutes later it is systolic pressure 126 millimeters of mercury period. BP taken by the patient with her wrist instrument, wrist WRI for India, S for Sam, T for Tom, instrument is 119 over 80 millimeters of mercury and pulse is 81 beats per minute period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, BMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid clavicular line, normal in character period. S1 and S2 are normal period. In the aortic area, there is a ejection systolic murmur 2 to 3 by 6 with the peak P for Peter, E for Europe, A for Apple, K for Kite. Peak beyond mid-systolic period. no S3 period and no S4 noted period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides period. There are no RALs or ronchi period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly period. There is no guarding or rigidity period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit period. New paragraph. The EKG shows sinus rhythm period. There is a Q in lead 3 which raises the possibility of inferior wall myocardial infarction period. No other significant abnormality noted period. New paragraph. Analysis. Patient is has a significant shortness of breath which she attributes to her limitation from the back problem. But in view of history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and long-standing rheumatoid arthritis, plus history of father dying at the age of 47 due to myocardial infarction, it was felt that patients should have a coronary calcium score period. She was also advised to have echocardiogram in view of aortic stenosis with the possibility that it may be significant period. The pros and cons of above workup were explained to the patient in detail, which she understood well and she agreed, period. She had no further questions, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, progressive shortness of breath and now significant limitation of the functional capacity over last 6 to 12 months period. Next line, number 2. Number 2, hypertension. Next line, number 3. Hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number 4. Long-standing rheumatoid arthritis. Next line, number 5. History of peptic ulcer 1.5 years ago. Likely due to aspirin, period. Next line. Number 6, dizziness with change of position, period. Number 7, aortic stenosis, which clinically appears to be significant, period. Next line. Number 8, history of peptic ulcer 1.5 years ago, thought to be due to aspirin, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.